Okay, good morning, Chodesh Tov, Rosh Chodesh Iyar. You heard from Noam all the important activities took place today. So we'll add our own activity. So we're on the Masechet Bechorot Daf Yutet. We've got a bit of a pigur from Yutet yesterday. I got a bit stuck. I hope today goes smoother. Let's just quickly run through this last Mishnah on Amud Bet of Yutet. So stay Rechelot. Now it's important just to spend 1 second. Because we're going to see in a second the Mishnah we spoke yesterday about Rachel Shlo Bichra V'yalde Shnei Zachar. Remember our Mishnah yesterday in Yud Zayin, or 2 days ago in Yud Zayin, was Rachel Shlo Bichra, a sheep that hadn't had a child yet, and then Yalde Shnei Zachar V'yatsu Shnei Rashein Kecha. They had two boys. We weren't sure then which one, whether Rabbi Yossi Agiri, whether Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva. The whole story. The Mishnah carries on with that same line of reasoning. The case is a bit different. Now we've got Shtei Rachelot. Okay, there we had one Rachel that never had given birth yet and gave birth to two. Now we've got two Rachelot, Shelo Bichla, they haven't given birth yet to children, to whatever. The Yaldu Shnei Zacharim. And now the two males were born out of these two Rachelot. Right? I'm including the Bach that says, Noten Shnei Hen Lakohen. That makes perfectly good sense, right? Each one's a Bechor. Zachar Nekeva, if between those two was born a male and a female, Hazachar Nekohen, the male goes to the Kohen, and again, we understood why. Shnei Zacharim Nekeva, if now from these two sheep were born two males and a female, so now from the one we know that definitely one's a Bechor. Right? Because ever you look at it, if the two were born from the males from the one sheep, but still a Bechor. If one from each, they're both Bechorot, right? So these one's a Bechor. So now we say Chad lo v'chad lakoi. So Rashi Sharei Atan akavei mo v'ikadamem akavei atzat chida. Because the first one, why don't we give him to the koi? The second one was born with the girl. Can we not sure? Remember the girl came out first, right? But the boy from the single mother definitely went to the koi. Rabbi Tarfon Omer. Now again, like we saw in the previous Mishnah, hakoin borelot ayafe. If the koi is going to choose now, he can choose the nicer one. And the kibo Omer, no meshamnin beinehen. We saw Meshamnin means, right, we do some sort of appraisal, but he gets the weaker one. Vashaini yira'e achistaev, and the second one goes, can't be eaten under normal circumstances, to go out in pasture, get a mum, and then gets a mum, and that one there, chaye b'matanot. And on this one, yeah, Rabbi Yossi says, poter, we saw the exact same machloket in the other mission as well. Rabbi Yossi says, you part from matanot. Now, new case, meitechad mehen, if one of them dies, tafen omer, yachloku. Remember, Rabbi Tarfon was originally, right, said that the Kohen chooses the nicer one. Here he changes his mind, we saw. He says they split them between them. Right, Rabbi Yachloku, and Rashi mentions over here, the Chazar bo Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon changed his mind like we saw in the previous Mishnah, we won't get it again. Rabbi Akiva says, no, Hamotzi mechavero alav haraya. There's no splitting. Right, the Kohen gets nothing if the one dies, because he has to prove that the one that is alive was the Bechor. Another example, Steinakum of Zachim, if there are two females and one male was born from these two sheep, or Shnei Zacharim v'Steinakum, or two of each, Ein Kan Lakohen Klum. Right, look at Rashi, why not? Dikin Amabar, Kochal V'Chal, Yal Nezachim V'Nekev, V'Yatzat Nekev T'Chinak, because each one of them, the girl was born first, therefore there wasn't a Bechor. Achat Bichra V'Achat Lo Bichra. Now, that was the first case of Shtei Rechalot Shlo Bichru. That's actually the second case. Our first case was in Yud Zayin, we said one that had two children. Then we had two that neither had been Bichru, and now they had this whole case. The next case now is, we've got two sheep, Achat Bichra, Vachat Lubra. One has given birth before, one hasn't given birth before. Okay? The Yaldu Shnei Zacharim, two males were born from these two sheep. Obviously the one is a Bechor, one's not a Bechor. Echad lo Bechal HaKohen, that's Pashut. Rabbi Tarfon says, no. Omer HaKohen Borer Et HaYafeh. Rabbi Tarfon says that, sorry, the same idea, one goes to the Kohen, he chooses the nicer one. Rabbi Akiva says, same thing, Meshamni Bedem, that he gets the lesser one. Vashan Yerevaz Yishlav V'Yachav Matot, and the second one has to go out and pass to get a mum, and then he eats it. And he's Chayv in Matan, Rabbi Yossi says, Patur, Rabbi Yossi Poter. Why? Now here the Mishnah gives a reason why. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Shechalifa Beyat Kohen, Patur Mina Mat. Remember in our very first Mishnah we had it? There were two Bechorot. There were two born together. The Kohen got one. Rabbi Yossi said, why is he patur from matanot? Because as if he did a deal with the guy and he bought it back from him for the other one, remember? And therefore, since he had bought it back from the Kohen, it's patur from matanot. Same thing over here, because there were two. Because he has a case of, we just said a second ago, right? That the Yaldu Shnei Zacharim, right? Basically, we're saying this one. We're not sure which one was born from which animal. That's the problem. We've got a mother, two sheep. The one had babies, one has a baby, and suddenly we find two males born. We're not sure which is which. That's our problem here, right? If we knew which was which, was easy. We're not sure which is which. Rabbi Meir says no mechayev, like we had in the previous mission exactly. Now, meitechan tell my dear, one of them dies. Rabbi Tarfon Meir Yachlokrev, he split the Akiva says no hamotzi mechareru al araya. Next case, Zachar and Akavit, that if it was a male and a female born, ain't kan la koen klum, because actually, like I said before, maybe one that was born first was the female. Okay, same, straightforward, three Mishnayot. So the most obvious question is, why do we need all three Mishnayot to tell us exactly the same thing? Right, they're basically the same thing. Well, not me, it was Rabin and Rav Ashi a couple of years ago. Right?
A couple of thousand.
Right? So, no, Rabin and Rav Ashi is about in the year 600. So, what we know, about 1500 years ago. Not so long ago.
Just like yesterday.
No, Council of Nusar was 300. Council of Nusar when that was
300.
Islam. Council of Nusar was 300. Okay. Tricha. Right. So the Gemara says we need them all three. Why do you need them all three? The E Ashma Inan Kamaita. If we just learned the very first Mishnah, meaning the Malan Yud Zayin, we spoke about the Rachel Sheyal, the one calf gave birth to two. We would have said Bahahi in that one, the Kam Rabbi Akiva. There Rabbi Akiva said, Motzi Michaveru Alavaraya. Why? The Trei Michada. Because two came from one mother. Look at Rashi Mishum, the Trei Michada. There Rabbi Akiva says, not the Motzi Michaveru Alavaraya, that the weaker one goes to the Kohen. Sorry, look at Rashi there. Rachel Sheyal, the Shnei Zacharim. Hatam Kam Rabbi Akiva, Kohen Notel Kachush. There Rabbi Akiva says the Kohen takes the weaker one. Why? They were both born to the same mother. And what do we say? Mishum the Trei Michada Rachel Nafuk. They came out of the same calf. Umisapke Milta. And because the suffix now, which is which? So we say Amotzi Michaveru Alavaraya. And since he can't prove which is which, Yado Al Tachtona, and therefore he gets the weaker one. That's what Rabbi Akiva would say that. Ava Baha. But in our case over here, Aval Shtei Rechelot, or Rechelim, the Bach corrected Shtei Rechelim. But yeah, with two Rechelim, Shelo Bichru, which is like our second Mishnah, right? I mean, the second case in our Mishnah here today. The first case in our Mishnah, which is the second case in the list of the Mishnah, yod. Shtei Rechelim, Shelo Bichru. The Trei Michada, right? So we got Shtei Rechelim, Shelo Bichru. And then we've got the Trei Michada, the Chad Michada. And we had a case where we had two, the one gave birth to two, and the one gave birth to one. Right? Right? Ema Modi la Rabbi Tarfon. We'd say in a case like this, Rabbi Akiva agrees with Rabbi Tarfon. What does Rabbi Tarfon say? Yachloku. Look at Rashi, yeah? Ema Modi la, sorry, not Yachloku. Rabbi Tarfon in the first case says that he gets the better one. Modi Rabbi Tarfon, the Kohen Borelo Etayafe, that he chooses the better one. Delafichach hu yafeh, because that's why he's the nice one. Why is he the nice one? Sheyatsa yachid v'lo eta hanekeve imo v'zeh vada b'chor gamur. What's Rabbi Tarfon Sfarah, why he chooses the better one? There are two mothers here giving birth. The one gave birth to twins, the one gave birth to an individual one. Obviously, the better one is the one that wasn't a twin. Twins are always smaller. We know when twins come out, they're smaller. You don't have two. If one child is born on a single pregnancy and two twins are born, usually the twins are smaller than that one child. So the big child is obviously the healthier one. He's Varea Bacho, never a twin with him. There is no suffix. That's what Rabbi Tarfon says, take the better one. Rabbi Akiva would agree in a case like this. When does Rabbi Akiva say, take the weaker one when they're both born together? Because I want to become Rav Laraya. Here we've got circumstantial proof that this one is the Bechor, because it's a healthier looking one. Like when you go in Havdil to look for a dog, when you go, you know, they tell you always look for the bigger dog. If you're going to choose a dog from a litter, they always say choose the bigger dog, that's got the greatest chance of survival. The bigger one is the healthier one. So the havdil, not the havdil, also animal, I suppose. That's Rabbi Tarfon. But Rabbi Akiva would agree with Rabbi Tarfon in a case like this because there's proof it makes sense that the healthier one is a Vadai Bachor. Vadai, not Bachor, Bachor. Right? Dahach, why? The Yaldachad. There's only one in the pregnancy there. Shaviach Tvei, it's better, healthier looking thing. So that's why we had to have the two Mishnahs. So now why do we do the third case? The third case was one was Bechira and one not Bechira. Understand why we had the first two cases? Because we would have said either way Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva might agree with each other or not. The Iyashminan Hai, we had this third case over here, right, which is the case of the one Bechira, the one law Bechira. We actually only this one. Bahak am Rabbi Akiva. And now, why in this third case here? But if we just learnt the first and second in our Mishnahs, would have said in that one, Baha, in that case, the first case, the Tarvayu lo Bichru. That's when Rabbi Akiva said that Hamotzi Mechavel Araya, where neither of them had Bichru, and if it's a proper Safek here, which is which? Aval Achat Bichra, Vachat Shelo Bichra. But in our case, in the last case in the Mishnah, where the one had been is a Bechor, the one definitely wouldn't give birth to Bechor, the Yal Dushnei Zecharim, again, Eimu Modle Rabbi Tarfon, Dahach Telo Bichra, Shaviach Tfei Tshicha. You see what he's saying over here? That this one that hasn't yet an animal, the first child is a stronger one. Well, this one's already had a child, so the animal's the weaker one. The stronger one is definitely the Bechor from the one who hasn't had an animal, a child yet. Therefore, Tshicha, we need all three. Okay, so bottom line is we have to have all three clear. Clear? I'm happy it's clear to all of you. All right. New Mishnah. Okay. So we got through that. Ooh, 11 minutes. Let's move. Now, this Mishnah talks about a slightly different case. Also, we're still carrying the lines of Bechor. But now we're going back to what we've already spoken about. But you've got the Yotzei Dofen, right? That's a cesarean birth, right? Born from the side, right? A Yotzei Dofen. So now you've got a Yotzei Dofen, Vahaba Acharav. Interesting question, right? Everyone asks this question. Is a Bechor, even with a child we have it, if a woman's had a Caesar, and then she has a baby afterwards, is that child a Bechor or not? Now we say no, because we know the halacha. Yeah. But let's say you're sitting now, you're Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim, and you're trying to work out what's the halacha. So maybe it is a Bechor, because maybe a Yotzei Dofen is not, maybe got a Bechor to Rechem, because a Peterechem, that wasn't a Peterechem, that was a Yotzei Dofen. Never came through the Rechem, so maybe when it comes out of the womb, it's Peterechem, it is a Bechor. So we're going to see today that there's a Bechor to three different things. There's a Bechor to Zecharim. Maybe a daughter is born first. She could be a Bechora. We say no Bechor. Maybe if, what happens if you've got a girl and first born and then you have a son? Is he maybe the Bechor of the Zecharim? I know somebody. I don't want to waste too much time on stories there, but you know, most of you know him around you. Now, he's the sixth children in the family. The family are renowned to have sold up their assets for £2 billion. Okay? That already hinted who it is. Right? And he's the second in line, and he's the boy, and his oldest is a daughter. And he once said to me, he's now 83 years old, said to me, thank God his father never had much time for girls. Because even though he was the second born, for all intents and purposes, he's the Bechor of the family. Mamish. He runs the family even though he's the second born, because he's the daughter. So there are people like that. So maybe the boy after the girl is still the Bechor. So we're going to see that there's a Bechor le Zecharim, there's a Bechor le Rechamim, which is the womb, and there's a Bechor to Vladot, births Bichlal. There's three concepts of Bechor. So a girl who's born first, she could be a Bechorah to Vladot. She could be even a Bechorah to Rechem, but she's not a Bechorah to Zechor. See if it doesn't help. To be a Bechor in the Din of the Torah, you have to be Bechor le Zecharim, Bechor le Rechamim, and Bechor le Vladot. All three of them together.
What about a stillborn?
A stillborn as well. We say today that if a woman has miscarried,
that's another category.
If a woman has miscarried, then the second, that would be a Peter Rechem. And therefore, the second child would not be a Bechor to all those three categories. We just learned, I'm going to learn this Mishnah. You need a Bechor, has to be a Zachar. A Bechor has to be la Rechem, the womb. Mm-hmm. And a Bechor le Vladot, the birth. So Yotzei Dofen is a birth. But it's not a birth. You need all three characteristics.
Rechem,
a miscarriage is a Vladot. It's definitely a is Vladot and Rechem. And it might not be Zachar. It doesn't matter. It puzzles the next one from the Bechor has to be all three. See, if he's a Zachar, but the first one was a girl, whether it was a miscarriage or not, if there was something else already, there was a Bechor to Rechem or a Bechor to Vladot, it doesn't matter, it's too late. You have to be all three to be constituted a halachic bechor.
Okay? Yerusha as well.
What?
Yerusha as well.
For dinner bechor. Why are you making my life difficult this morning? Okay. Yotzei dofen. Okay, let's go. So yotzei dofen. Right, so Rashi says yotzei dofen. Says ya bechor. Right. Now let's just look at the Mishnah of Shas for a second because he corrects the Rashi there. Bechor lezecharim velo lerechamim. So a bechor that's the firstborn male, but not to the womb. Vahaba acharav, and after that one is a bechor lerechamim. One to look, because this one was yotzei dofen, right? Velo leleida. So you see that? So you've got a bechor to the rechem, but it's not to the leida, and it's a zachar because the leida was already the yotzei dofen. Got it? Tzon kodeshim. Tzon kodesh. That's if you look, got the hagot there as well. I got Tzon Kodesh, Tzon Kodeshim, he's a parish, right? Okay. Let's go on. So now you're Yotzei Dofen, Vahaba Acharav. And then, so it was a C-section, and then the next one was born. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Shnehem Yiru Adji Yistavu. You're going to let them both go out to pasture. Both are Yotzei Dofen and Haba Acharav, right? We're not talking about children. You never send your children out to pasture, right? You keep your children. No, right? But we don't have animals now, right? Adji Yistavu. Both of them, says Rabbi Tarfon. V'yochlu b'mumman lebalim, and then you can eat them as your own. After that, a mum. Rabbi Akiva says no. Shnehen enan b'chor. Neither of them are b'chor. Harishon, the first one, not a b'chor. Why? We mentioned a peterechem. It wasn't the first one to the womb. V'asheini is not a b'chor. Why? Neshe kadmo acher. There was one that pre. It's not levladot. Okay, so we got the picture now, right? But what's interesting here is that Rabbi Tarfon was Choshesh to Yotzei Dofen. And Choshesh to the one who came after him. Because Rabbi Tarfon says, maybe you got a Bechor, doesn't have to have all three characteristics. Either of them would be good. A Bechor to Vladot, which is the first one born. And a Bechor to Petrechem is the first one through the womb. They might have Kedushat Bechor. So it's not far-fetched. We pass like Rabbi Akiva, and that's look. Okay, now here comes the Gemara. But my Kamifliga. So what's the machlok Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva? Finally, Rabbi Tarfon made an appearance. I see that. And since the last paragraph, Rabbi Tarfon sort of come on board big time here. It's quite interesting that, I'm not wasting time, I apologize, but I can't stop myself, that in this paragraph, we've suddenly started seeing all of Rabbi Akiva's, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Tarfon. These are the guys Rabbi Akiva gave smicha to, no? Rabbi Meir was definitely one of them. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva, but these are the ones after his Talmidim died that he gave smicha to. When his 24,000 students died, Rabbi Meir is definitely his Talmid. No question, because the Gemara Megillah says, Stamta, Kula Stamta, Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Meir is Talmishta, Rabbi Akiva is Tarfon.
Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosim, Rabbi Shimon.
Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yehuda. Say that again.
Rabbi Yehuda ben
Inoi. Right. Rabbi Yehuda ben Elai.
Rabbi Elazar ben
Shamua. Right.
Rabbi Yossi ben Chalapta.
Right.
Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai.
And Rabbi Meir.
And Rabbi Meir.
Okay, so Rabbi Tarfon is a Talmid Chavir of his. Okay, it's not one of them. Okay. Those are Rabbi Akiva's five Talmidim that he was Masmich after his Talmidim all died. Just by the way, a beautiful thing I heard is that's why Lag BaOmer has a special din. According to the Chidah, Chaim Yaakov David Azulai, right? He says that the reason why we celebrate Lag BaOmer, because we said that Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim died, stopped dying in Lag BaOmer. Okay, so they stopped dying. Okay, so stop dying. But why have a party? When you get up off the shiv, you don't have a party that night. Your Avel gets left, you don't have a party. So he says because Rabbi Akiva a few years later was on Lag BaOmer that he restarted his shiva. And that's why, after he had suffered that whole massive massacre of all his Talmidim dying, you expect him could just collapse and gone home, you know, he's in the wrong business. But nonetheless, he started again. And when did he start? A couple years later, on Lag BaOmer. Okay, let's carry on. Okay, enough sidetracking. Now, so the my commission, Echad. So Rabbi Tarfon's safek is a Bechor to the Davar Echad, one type of Bechor, I have a Bechor, I lo have a Bechor. Rabbi Akiva pshitelei. Rabbi Akiva is obviously that now bechor davar echad lo have bechor. Okay, that's clear to us now, right? Tell about it, brighter. Michlal. Now we're a little bit complicated, but we can actually skip over this complicated stuff. Gemara said like this. Michlal, so what are we doing? We're going to write Michlal hatzrich lefaret, umiprat hatzrich lichlal. There's a type of a limud over here. We know klal uprat, klal erotrich lefrat, etc. from the shloshos yamidot. There's another type of midah, which is not in the shloshos yamidot, which is a says like this. From a klal, michlal hatzrich lefrat, umiprat hatzrich lefrat. You have a klal, which you have to specify it, and you have pratim, which you have to generalize them. The Gemara says, Kaitzad. He says, we've got a pasuk, kadesh nikol b'chor. Well, it's about to get from we learned about the dinner b'chor. Kadesh nikol b'chor, peter kol rechem b'vnei Yisrael, kadam v'hema lihu. Now the Gemara says like this. Kadesh nikol b'chor, yachol afil nekaiva b'mashma. So we've got kadesh nikol b'chor. Why are we saying kol b'chor? Can we even have female b'chorot? Tamud lomar zachar. Okay, so now the Gemara says, okay, the bride is zachar. If it's a zachar, yachol afilu yatta nekaiva lefanav. Could it be even if a woman came before, a female came before it, and it's the first of the males? Tamud lomar peter rechem. No, we need what opens the womb. Now, I peter rechem, if we're talking about what opens the womb, yachol afilu yatsa achar yachar. Even if it's the one that came after a cesarean, it's the one that opens the womb, we'll also be a bechor. Tamud lomar bechor. No, that's what we need bechor. So we've got three limudim here. We've got zachar, peterechem, and then bechor. Gemara's got a question. It says Rabbi Sharbia. Rabbi Sharbia asks a question. He says, wait a second. He says, there's a stira over here between the reisha and the sefer. Now Rashi points out, I'm rushing through this. Rashi points out that the reisha is not really the reisha of the Mishnah. This brighter brought Tan Rabbanan starts in the middle of the brighter, and Michlal Shechli Vanu Padichal, and we said Kadesh Nibachor is not discussing the din of Klal and Prat there. We jump into the middle. If you want to just look for 1 second, Rashi says, yeah, Hach reisha, look at Rashi, the Ketzad Kadesh Li. Hach reisha lav perusha dechlal atzrich lefratu. Not the elam mitziata v'seifa. We only brought the middle and the end of that brighter. So we're not interested at the moment in this din of michlal and frat. So that's why I'm not going into it. And then it says, kol b'chor klal afilu nekeivot. So now we've got this whole question. So now what Rav Sharbi asks, says like this. He says, we've got a stira. Amale Rav Sharbi l'abaye. Reisha lo kenasim la tamo lebechor. Amo chol davar echad lebechor. V'seifa kenas le tamo lebechor. Amo bechor davar echad lebechor. Explain what that means. Look at the brighter that we learned. We said like this, right? We said kadesh li b'chor yachol afilu. The next one is zachar. If it's a male, yachol afilu yastan a kaiva lefanav. Is it? Could it be even if a female came before it? And what was the Gemara's answer? Why it doesn't work? Because it says lomar peter rechem. If the Gemara understood from day one that a b'chor has to be a b'chor of vlad rechem and zachar, then what should have been the answer here? It can a zachar, even if a nekeva came before it, what should the Gemara have said? Talmud lomar, b'chor! No, we've got b'chor! Can't be after a woman. Female. You know, whenever I say female, I mean woman, I mean female, that I mean, right? After a female. The fact that the Gemara never said b'chor there means, wait a second, maybe b'chor doesn't mean a b'chor to all three. Maybe we can have a b'chor if it's only rechem or only vlad or only a thing, right? Mm-hmm. But look what happens in the next part of the question. Then the Gemara is asked, "I peterechem, if it's a peterechem, yachol afilu yatsa achar yotzei dofen, could it be even one that opened the womb after a cesarean birth?" And there the Gemara says, "No, it can't be. Why? Talmid lomar b'chor." There we suddenly use b'chor as a generic term for meaning everything. You with me? Question clear? That's Rav Sharbi's question. So Rav Sharbi says like this, Rav Sharbi labaya reisha, the reisha, that, you know, the first question which we just saw over here now, after the female birth, lo kenasim le'tamud, the Gemara didn't use the term b'chor to answer, to describe what we're talking about. We see that a b'chor, which only fulfills part of the characteristics, one of them is still called a b'chor. However, the sefer, kenasiv latamud b'chor, the shas did explain the term based on b'chor, meaning alma b'chor le davar echad lo b'chor. Therefore, we see from there that the b'chor can't be a b'chor in one characteristic. It has to be all characteristics. There's a stira between the ratio and the sefer. Clear? That's a gross question. Amar leh l'olam, so now Abai answers, says no. L'olam b'chor le davar echad lo have b'chor. No. can't be a bechor if it has one of the characteristics. So what's the reisha when we asked about the after the nekeva, after the female? V'reisha hachik amar. Rephrase it. It's not izachar yachol afili yatzta nekeva lefanav. It's like this. Izachar yachol afili yotze derech dofen. We're assuming it's izachar, right? That came not after in a keva. That's not the question. It's can it be after yotzei dofen? And then we said we need peter rechem. So we're assuming it's a bechor, it's a zachar, after a zachar that was a yotzei dofen. The Gemara is assuming it has to be a zachor. And now the only question is, can we have yotzei dofen and then peter rechem? And then the Gemara said, no, we have to have peter rechem. In other words, Joseph doesn't count. So that's why he's saying no. The question there, even there, the question is assuming that it's not a woman wouldn't, the male after woman would not be a bechor. Vladot is not even a possibility there. Vladot is obvious. The question is, what about peterechem? There we answer that question. Ravina says no. Ravina says, olam bechor da reichen hal bechor. Ravina says, you're wrong. Even if it's got one characteristic of a bechor, either a vlad or obviously not zachar, or rechamim, it could still be a bechor. And therefore, so now we said from the Sefer, we prove that as the Vada, you have to have all characteristics. Now, Ravin has to explain to us how he lives with the Sefer. How does the Sefer, we'd use the word Bechor, right, as the generic term, how did the Sefer work that it could even be one characteristic could make it a Bechor? He says, like this. So he says, the Sefer, correct the Sefer, Hachik Amar, Isal Kedatach, if you would think, Yatza Achar Yotze Dofin Kadosh, if you would think, that's what the Sefer's question was. When the Sefer said, "I zachar afilu yotze derech dofen Talmud bar peterechem," he said like this: if you would think, if you'd have a havamina that even if it was born after it, after yotze dofen would be kadosh, so then the Torah would have wrote bechor the katrachem lameli. Why do we need bechor? Look at Rashi over here. Ravina says bechor is davarechem bechor klomar bechor dekra of the Torah. Afilu ledavar echad mashmid, even still called a bechor. The sefer the nasiv talmud bechor, and the end of that sefer, the shas used to describe bechor, meaning it's everything. Lemeuta yatzacha yotzei dofen. He's saying there it came to exclude one born after a cesarean birth. Why? Lo mi mashmut the kra nafka, not from the word bechor. It's not the bashmaut of the pasuk that bechor is limiting us. The cry nami mashu bechor davarecha, because on the pasuk you understand bechor being also only one characteristic. Elami ribui dekra. On the contrary, because bechor is mentioned as a ribui. Now I think that the ribui is in the second pasuk. That's not brought over here, but I think it's in the second pasuk because it says there zachar. Look at the second pasuk that says kol habechor asher yivaled bivkarcha v'tzolcha zachar takdish l'Hashem. There he says kol habechor. There we got a bechor which is magdish l'Hashem. He says because if we didn't need that pasuk. The Isaac Adarach says, Rabbi Lokeri in the Rashi, the Bechor, the Katarachman, the Mashmashia Bechor, Bemikzat, Lamini, why would I think, why is it mentioning there Bechor again, if it's only a partial Bechor in one characteristic? Lichtov Peterechem Zachar Takdish. That second passage, they better say, Kol HaBechor Asher Yivaled Bibkorcha B'tzulcha Zachar Takdish. Just say, Kol Peterechem Yivaled Takdish. Why mention me again, Bechor? The Ribui is telling me we want a proper Bechor in everything. So Ravina is saying from the Pshat of the Pasuk, there Kadeshli Kol Bechor Peter Korechem, there we can understand Peter Rechem, even after Yotze Dofen, would still be a Bechor. Ah, it says Bechor Tagdish. Mentions me Bechor Tagdish. Why Bechor, not Peter Rechem Tagdish? Did it tell me I need other elements as well? Shavina and Beis Shavina and Abaya are arguing about understanding the Psukim. In the understanding of the Psukim, Ravina says that it can be a yotzei dofen a davar echad. Abaye says no, it's pashut only to all three characteristics. So where does Ravina agree with Abaye that end of the day we do need a bechor of all three characteristics from the ribui? In fact, it's mentioned again in the pashut. Now we'll see it in a second over the page. Peter Rechem, right? Ratko says the e. He says the Rashi adds in there the e, right? Because if lemeute. Because if I just needed to learn about where a woman came before it, so that already me peterechem. If a female was born first, she's a peterechem. So a peterechem, I don't need, right, to learn about a female from Bechor. I really learned from Peter Rechem. If a woman came, girl came first, not a Peter Rechem, we need Zachar. Ela Shema Minach. So what are we learning? Bechor lemeutei hechid yotze achar yotze dofen. Therefore, we've got that word Bechor as a ribui teaching me specifically after the cesarean birth that we have to have a Bechor because for Fim Peter Rechem teaches me about girls. Okay? Amar Rav Acha Medita Ravina. Rav Acha Medita Ravina. Wait a second. Ravina now tells us that there is a bechor le davar echad. Says Isal kedatach bechor davar echad. Have a bechor. If you think of a Ravina that you have got a still called a bechor, even it's got one characteristic, right? Look at Rashi. He's not a bechor davar echad. Have a bechor. What? The yotze achar yotze dofen lo mimashmauta imamit. And we don't learn just from the first reading of the pasuk. We wouldn't have learned anything about a yotze dofen, after we would have thought it's still a bechor, and then we learn it because of the ribui. So what does he say? He says like this. Look at the Rashi. Yeah? He says teinach echidiyatz zachar tchila derech dofen varnafak zachar acharech acharina derech rechem. We understand. We can live with what you're saying. We've got a zachar that first came as a yotze dofen, and then a zachar that came through rechem. Tahu im ait mi ribui dekra. Because that's what we can understand, that the ribui now tells me, no, I need Peter Rechem as well, and Vlad. The mistabra dekra atele me'ute, daha de bechor racham imu de'ika. The bechor lezacharim ulelein leka. There, that first pasuk, that if the guy's born yotzei dofen, so we've got the bechor of the Rechem, the second one is the bechor of a Rechem. But Bechor of Zachar and Leidet isn't. Because the Zachar is the first male born from a cesarean birth. He's a Zachar, a Leida, and a Zachar, right? And therefore we understand that Pasuk is Mema'it, that. Okay, so look in the Gemara. Tainach Hainach Diyatza Zachar. Yotze Dofim Vezachar Derech Rechem Delo Kadosh. The Bechor Rechem Ika Bechor Rechem Leka Ela Haicha Diyatza. But now how are you going to help? That's all very good if it's a male born from a cesarean, but it's a female that's born from a cesarean. And then we've got the Zachar Derech Rechem. Then according to you, Ravina, if you've got a female born from a cesarean, and the next one, the Rechem, is a male, Ligdash, it should be a Bechor. Because you're saying that the Pshat of the Pasuk says that I only learn it from Ribui, and therefore Ribui is what tells me the Yotzei Dofen. That only helps me if it's a Zachar, if it's a female, where do you get it from? Female, according to you, saying that a Zachar to one of the Simanim could still be a Zachar. So it could be that it is a Bechor. So he says, why the Ha'ika Bechor is Zacharim and Bechor Rechem? So he goes, you know, El Mechuvar Tekad Abaya. Makes much sense like Abaya, and Abaya says if there is no Bechor, unless it's got all three characteristics, and therefore we don't know Rashi quickly. Therefore, we exclude them all. So, just to sum up in 2 seconds, because it's a little bit complicated, I left a lot of the Rashi's here. Abaya wants to say that you need to have everything to be a Bechor. Ravina wants to say that in theory, you could have something which isn't a Bechor to all three, still a Bechor. Right? And we learn from the ribui of Yotzei Dofen. So, the challenge is that ribui of Yotzei Dofen only helps us if it was a male was born with a cesarean birth. Because then you've got Peter and Zachar, right? On the second, you've got Zachar for Vlad, was the firstborn. Then you've got Peter Rechem, right? You've got Peter Rechem is the second one, right? But you've already got Vlad. So the first one could have been a Vlad. And so Rabbi Tafron was maybe that you got both fake. But if the female was a Yotzei Dofen, you haven't got Zachar for the Yotzei Dofen, and you got Zachar and Vlad, the second one, he should be Kadosh. And we say it isn't Kadosh, therefore it doesn't work. Ravina's story doesn't work. Okay, Adranlach, Laluak, Ubar Parato, Adranlach, Ubar Parato, Adranlach, Ubar Parato. Okay, now we start a new Mishnah. Okay, not bad. We're doing good for time, actually. Okay. Now, new Mishnah. Halokeach b'moneh kochavim, you buy an animal from the goy. V'ani yodeya im bichra im lo bichra. You're not sure now if it's given birth before or hasn't given birth before. Now you got a problem. Why? Because now the question is the next child, the next animal being born here a bechor or not a bechor? Rabbi Shmuel says, "Es bachnat." Rabbi Shmuel, what? You asked the goy. That's the problem.
Why is it relevant to this goy? Because you can't trust him, or
what? Well, you said what I didn't want to say. He's got nothing to gain except to mess to cause you problems. Okay, and we've seen that before. That, okay, but, yeah, but we don't. He's not Neiman, whatever the case is. No, he's not Neiman. Right, and you don't know if he's if it's had or not had. Right now, so Rabbi Shmuel gives you some clues. Rabbi Shmuel says, okay, so how will you know this? Shmuel Omer es bachnata, if it's a goat in its first year of birth, vaday la kohen. Gives birth during its first year. But if you've got an heir, you bought it, and it's 3 months old, or 4 months old, or 5 months old, in the first year of its life, right? And it has a baby, you can assume that that child will be a bachora. That's why, vada la kohen. Right? Vada la kohen, look Rashi. The korim lachen lo yalda. Definitely never have it before that. Mikamech, you bought it when it was more than a year old, so now it becomes a safek. Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. Look, Rashi. Safek. So therefore, what do we do? The child that's born, yira'eh, v'yochal, b'mumo lebalim, you put it out to pasture, get a mum, you eat it on your own, right? Because Rashi says, yeah, safek shel peter chamor. If it was a chamor, if it was a donkey that you bought, and now maybe it's a peter chamor, right? Mafrish talev, you set aside nonetheless a talev, but you keep it for yourself. Okay, you don't give it to the kohen. If it's a rachel, so that's a goat. If it's a sheep, but shtai, you wait 2 years. And then the first 2 years, then it's a safek. If it's a parav, a chamor, if it's a donkey or a cow, but not shalosh, up to the third year, definitely for the kohen, mikan velach safek. From there onwards, if you bought it in its fourth year, a safek, and you would treat it like a safek. Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Rabbi Akiva. Ilu bevlad bilvad, habahayman ifteret. Kidvarecha. He says, that's all very good if it's just a question of the vlad, right? So then, habahayman nifteret, haya kidvarecha. Look at the shita mekubetzet ya gimel. No, sorry. I'll be added in. Haya. This is haya. He says, that's basically if you see the baby being born, right? In other words, if you see the child being born, so that it would, and if the halacha was just like that, then you'd be fine, he says, Rabbi Ishmael. He says, but what's the problem? Ela amru siman. But Chachamim gave a siman. In other words, there are other cases which patru the animal from a bechor, right? Not just the child being a calf or whatever came being born. If it miscarries, for example, it has certain things. There's also a patru of them from a bechorah afterwards. So therefore, Rabbi Shmuel says, because it's not going to work, because your example only work if you actually see a calf being born. But there are other things that might have before that calf happened, which would have patrued already. Rabbi Akiva el Amru, Chachamim said as follows, Siman, we've got a Siman, Havlad bebehem edaka tinuf. Right? When it comes to a behema daka, those are like smaller, like goats and sheep, etc., like that. There we say tinuf. Look at Rashi. Vashma Gemara Sheba tinfa betoch shnata. It might have already got like tinuf. Like tinuf means like some sort of dirty. In other words, like being spoiled with blood or whatever the case is. Betoch shnata v'nehave siman vlad. That already had like a miscarriage of some kind, and they had a siman of a vlad. V'niftra min habechora, and it would have been patur already. According to this, it's not like you saying Rabbi Shmuel that in his first year it's a vadai and from then it's a safek. Even in his first year it might be a safek. It is a safek because it might have miscarried already before you got it, right? And therefore it's patur and bechora. So you're going to think that this is animals and bechora. It's not really a bechora. Now you think that Rabbi Akiva is actually being makir, right? But one could argue he's actually being machmir. Because you could end up giving an animal which is not a bechor as a bechor. It's got no kedusha. You treat all the kedusha, right? So he says. So there's signs. Ubegasa shilia, a big animal like a cow, etc. Shilia, what shilia? Look at Rabbi Gershom down at the bottom here. He says, "Yeah, shilia." About the if you look at the second block of Rabbi Gershom, the fourth line, shilia bilvad hainu siman vlad. Because he says a vlad the ain shilia because ain shilia below vlad. So if it miscarries like a sac, what's it called, that sac?
Amniotic sac.
Amniotic sac. There was definitely a vlad there, right? Or be isha with a woman, it's a shafir v'shilia. Shafir v'shilia, right? Shafir is like the blood in a sack which has got some sort of simani. So zeh klal, right? Zeh kol she'adur she'bichra ein kan lekoyim. This is a klal. So Rabbi Akiva basically says that there were simanim, that they're before that, so therefore all the animals are then afterwards a safek, really, if your firstborn one. So he says, in the klal, the Mishnah is, kol she'adur she'bichra, anything you know that gave birth before, ein kan lekoyim klum, the coin gets nothing, kol she'adur she'bichra, reiz zeh lekoyim, and if it's a safek, yochal b'mumor lebalim. Anytime there's a safek, you send it out to pasture, get a mum, and then the balim eat it. So basically, according to Rabbi Akiva, all your animals you have from a goy. The first birth will be a safek, because it could have had already a miscarriage. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, to depend, the goat, the sheep, and the cows, and the donkeys, etc., first, third, or second years. The goat the first year, the sheep the second year, and the other animals third and onwards.
An animal that's had given birth is worth probably less than the one that hasn't.
Ta-da. You think it was weaker?
Weaker, and also you don't have to give a...
Bechor. Oh, I see. It's actually worth more if you have to give a bechor. Mm. You're buying it basically.
No. If you don't. If it's already given birth, then you bought it.
You don't have to give a bechor. So it should be more expensive. Because you're not getting that expense of giving away a bechor. You're not losing any of the animals. It's like ekstiv or kumdiv. You're basically buying it after it's already been, the dividend's been given, so therefore the share price has recovered. I don't know. Okay, but Mikan, so the Gemara's like this. Okay. Mikan va'elach, right? The Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel said that up until this stage, it's a vada lekohen. Mikan va'elach, it's a safek. The Gemara says, Mikan va'elach, am I safek? Why is it a safek from here onwards? Halech achar rov behemot, go after rov behemot. Why safek? Go after the majority. Verov behemot mitabrot ve'yoldot betoch shnatan ninu, and most animals in their first year give birth. So therefore, v'hai vada meilad olid. Therefore, what are we going to say? This animal's vada given birth. Right, it's a rov. Right, look at Rabbeinu Gershom, right at the bottom, Rabbeinu Gershom there. 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom in the middle. Like it says, leima halacha charov, v'hu vada meilad olid. But toch shnatayin, it's first year. V'hai deka yalda hashta, and now that it's giving birth, achar shnata, after its year, lehave chulin gemurin, v'achirin ebelom mum. So why does Ishmael say, the first year if you bought it, you got to give a birth. It's a vadako, and afterwards it's a safek. No! In the first year, it's a vadai, and after it's a vada.
It's a vada.
One's a vadakoi, and one's not a vadakoi.
Right?
So he said, but the rov, go after rov. There are always cases that don't, right? There's some that never give birth. But most give birth. No. Right, so Gemara said, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Meir Svile. Ah, watch Rabbi Shmuel. Why is Rabbi Shmuel paskin like this? He says, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Meir Svile. Watch Rabbi Meir Svile. We've seen this before, by the way. We've seen this Gemara before. Yeah, in Gittin we saw it. In Chulin we saw it. We learned this before. We've seen this cloud before. Leim Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Meir Svile, Dechayish Lemi'ut. Remember that? Rabbi Meir is Chayish Lemi'ut. He says, we don't only go after Rav. So there's Rav. But I'm chashish to miut, and therefore we don't make a klal of acharei rabim, says Rabbi Meir. Such as obviously the exceptions. Right, look at Rashi at the chayish lemiut. Kediktani lekaman katanuktana. Then we're going to see, the Gemara's going to bring in a second. I'll tell you in a second as a spoiler. We learned this in as well with regards to an ilonit. Remember, a young kid doing chalitza or yibum. Remember? That there's a safek. How can he do yibum? Because the whole purpose of yibum is to carry on the seed and to have children to fulfill, to extend the brother's name. Mm. Now that male child grows up and is sterile, then he can't fulfill the mitzvah. So what have we got? We've got him living with his sister Eshet Ish, basically, because it's his Eshet Ach, and it's asur to him. You can't marry your brother's wife. Even after they got divorced, even after he died. Can't marry your brother's wife even after he died. Unless it's Yibum. So if you can't fulfill Yibum, then you're being over on Nisa from the Torah. So maybe we should be Choshesh to the Ilonit, or Choshesh to the sterile, to the Katan. And we see the Remarry says yes, that's why he doesn't allow the Katan to do Yibum. Let's see in a second. So Gemara says, wait a second. Why do you want to try and set this Mishnah to be Meir? Afilu tamir Rabbanan. We can even say that this halacha is even according to Rabbanan. What Rabbi Shmuel says about Mikan Va'ilach. Why? Keki azli Rabbanan bataruba. When do Rabbanan go after the Rov? Beruva dite kaman. In a Rov that's in front of us. We got a case now. Here's the Rov. We've got cases that we can see the rov. What's the example? Kagon, Teisha Chanuyot, our famous case right in Chul. You've got 10 shops, 9 shops that sell kosher meat, and one shop sells treif meat, and you find a piece of meat on the floor. You can say, there's a piece of meat there, 9 kosher shops is a shop. Now remember, by the way, just for completion, if it was, because what does Rashi say? What was the reason? Look at Rashi here. Kagon Teisha Chanuyot, Kulan Mochot Basar Shchut, they all sell kosher meat, Vachat Mochet Basar, but one sells treif meat, Venimtsait Chatichot Basar Lesham Bakarka, you find on the floor. Kesheira, we said kosher, why? The whole, the parish, Miruba parish. Remember that? Call the parish, Miruba parish. Vahainu Ruba de Itek Kaman. And this is in front of us, the road. We see the shops. We can see them now. Shara Chanuyot, left front of them in front of us. Just remember that halacha we learned in there. We said, however, if we found the meat, if the meat was bought from a shop, didn't find it on the floor, and now you go home and you can't remember which shop you went to, and you say, oi, is it a kosher shop or treif shop? There we say, you can't eat the meat, remember? Why was that? We had a klal. We said it was on the floor, it's called the parish, Miruba parish. The other one was, we said that it's a cholkin. What was it we had? That safek, we said cholek. And therefore we said it's a 50-50, therefore we machmir. No, we had a klal, quickly. What was a klal, no? We had a klal. Oh yeah, I'll think about it in a second. God, I can't lock my mind now. We had a klal which said the cholkin. I forgot that. I think I'll take it. Okay. But yeah, that's Teisha Chanuyot. The Sanhedrin, somebody else, Sanhedrin. Kagon Shnei Masar Mezakin. There's 12, you say he's Zakai, the guy, he's innocent. V'chad Asar Mechayim, 11 Mechayim. We go after the Rov. That's where Chachamim say Rov. Right? But Aval Rubid, the later Kaman. But when there's a Rov, that's not in front of us. We don't really know what the outcome. We haven't got it in front. We can't count. This is something, what? No. That's what the Kal V'chomer. Okay, now we're working. I can't remember. Okay, Aval Rov the later Kaman. Right? Lo Azra Matar. Maybe even here. But I would say, if you wouldn't go after Rov, and if they agree with Rabbi Shmuel, they say, look, he has a 95. We don't know what's going on. We don't really know what happened with this animal. How can you go after Rov? Rov is something where you can look in front of you and count and assess. But so the Gemara says, well, how can you say that? We've got a Katan and a Ketana. We've got a case of a Katan and a Ketana, two young kids. The Ruba that come on, the Rov is in front of us because they're still children. We know what's going to happen in the future. The Ka'azle Rabbanan Bata Ruba and Rabbanan do go after the Rov. Why? The Tanya, the brighter, says, Kata Nuktana. This is a brighter. I know there's someone listening to the shiur who knows the thing and they want to tell me, but I'm driving me crazy here, man. My tongue. Anyway, okay. Rabbi Meir says they aren't choltin and lo miavnin. Why? Because Rabbi Meir is choshesh to the miut, right? You know, the majority of children will grow up in Baruch Hashem be healthy and have children. The majority of children will grow up and have children. So we could go after Rav. Rabbi Meir says, no, you can't use a cut in the crack. We choshesh that maybe these ones won't grow up and have children. So Amulo Yafe Amarta, Chachamim said to Rabbi Meir, Yafe Amarta, she'ein choltin. We agree with you with regard to Ein Choltin. There's no Chalitza. Why no Chalitza? Because Ish Katu Bepash. The Torah specifically says Ish, which comes to Mema'et, a child. U'mekashinan Ish, Shale Ish. And therefore, a young girl can't do Chalitza either because you have to have a man, and therefore, a young girl is Hekesh. Ela Ma'atam Ein Meyavnin. But why aren't you allowing them to do Yibum? There's no Ish with regards to Yibum. So why can't a child do Yibum? So Amalim, so what Rabbi Meir said to them? Katan shema yimatze saris. Katana shema timatze ailonit. Because maybe the katan will grow up to be sterile, not be able to have children. And this katana, she might turn out that she, God forbid, can't have children. The nimtu, what do we found? Pogin be'erva. Look at Rashi. What does Rashi say? Pogin be'erva. The kevan de'en ru'uye leholi, so they can't have children. Lo karina behu v'hayaha b'chora she'teled. We want the child that's born to be after the fall. Pakem hen torat yibum. Therefore, we are basically uprooting the concept of yibum. The kaim will be isur eshlach, and she's living there with eshlach, with her husband's brother. Because the whole purpose was to have children. They can't have children. She can't. She's eshlach. That's what Mary says. But Rabbanan, so how do Rabbanan deal with this? We want to prove now that Rabbanan even go after Rov when it's not in front of us. 1 minute we finish. So he says, Rabbanan zil batarov ketanim. Why don't they Chachamim go after Rov Ketanim? Rov Ketanim love Sarisim, you do. And most children, youngsters, aren't sterile. And zirbatal od ketanot, but not ketanot. And we see there, so then we can't say that chachamim also go after Rav like that. So therefore, we wanted to try and say this mishnah is also according to chachamim, and we understand it could be chachamim because chachamim also only go after Rav, and if you're in front of you, Rav isn't in front of you. El amar Rava mechuvarta Rabbi Ishmael. It makes more sense that this mishnah, Rabbi Ishmael, is Rabbi Meir, is like Rabbi Meir, not like chachamim. The chayish the miuta and doesn't chayish the Rav.